All right, Evan Ginsberg back with the Wrestling Then and Now segment right here on Who's Slamming Who. Thanks as always to Tommy Fierro for this weekly forum, and thanks as well to Scott Druyan, I hope I pronounced that right, Druyan, for his kind comments. And nice to get people who take the time to write something nice instead of something snarky in 2011. You know, a lot of people have way too much time on their hands and listen to things they don't enjoy and take pleasure in writing nasty comments rather than accentuating the positive. And so I'm going to go ahead and do just that and talk about some of the going-ons in not only wrestling but in MMA. Last night I saw Silva defeat Fedor on Strikeforce and live on Showtime. And, you know, I'm a casual fan of MMA, and obviously there's a real crossover with Bobby Lashley and, you know, guys like that, you know, making the jump from pro wrestling to MMA, and, of course, Brock Lesnar. And, you know, yesterday was one of the first times that I really, really saw the appeal. You had an underdog, a huge underdog in Silva from Brazil against a legend considered probably the greatest heavyweight of all time in Fedor. And Fedor got destroyed. Absolutely destroyed, and to the point where they had to stop the match. And I can see with events like that, where there's a story, there's an underdog, there's a favorite, you know, where there's a real interest, just opposed to just two guys punching and kicking, and you know, it had a real interest and emotional value, especially when the guy announced he was going to retire after his loss. And that's why wrestling is literally on the ropes. MMA is just, it's real. It's fast-paced. There's no bad comedy. They had a couple of bad interviews, but, you know, no bad skits, no bad comedy, no nonsense. No family entertainment to appease the sponsors. You know, I could see why not only pro wrestling, but boxing is really, you know, taken aback by what MMA has done to that pay-per-view market, and MMA's fighting to get into the New York area market as well. Yesterday's show was in New Jersey, and although the politicians, many have fought against it, they're certainly looking to get into New York, which, of course, is a gold mine financially. So kudos to Strikeforce. Very entertaining, exciting, you know, live show. Some matches better than others, obviously, but that main event, certainly, certainly worth seeing. Now, speaking of meaningless pay-per-views, the TNA Against All Odds pay-per-view was tonight, and Kazarian beat Robbie E to retain the X Division title. Okay. You know, I don't know at this point what that title really means. You know, if they had the courage of their convictions, the X Division title should be pushed to the hilt, because the younger, high-flying guys, certainly more interesting and exciting than some of the old-timers that they've pushed, you know, like Kevin Nash, who, thank heavens, just left. And, you know, that's what they should be pushing, but instead it's an opening match. Beer Money and Scott Steiner defeated Rob, Terry, Gunner, and Murphy. Okay. Collective yawn just went over the internet. Samoa Joe over the Pope. Seems like a clash of styles there. Madison Rain KO'd Mickey James. Sometimes the ladies are having better matches than the guys in this promotion. RVD pinned Matt Hardy. Bully Ray beat Brother Devon. for some reason, you would think this feud would be hotter and more interesting and more talked about. It doesn't seem like anybody really cares, ironically. Can't quite put my finger on it, but, you know, had the Road Warriors ever split up, it would have been huge. I don't know why this isn't, but I don't hear anybody really talking about this feud as meaning anything to them. Jeff Jarrett pinned Kurt Angle. That seems like a feud that has some momentum, and Kurt Angle remains one of the finest wrestlers in the world, if not the finest. So always enjoy watching him. And in a ladder match, Mr. Anderson, who to me is mediocre at best, lost the title to Jeff Hardy. And Hardy, obviously, would be a bigger draw and more meaningful at the gate. So why he's a heel, I don't quite understand. But this is TNA Wrestling, so what can I tell you? Speaking of pay-per-views, WrestleMania is right around the corner, and I cannot think of a single marquee match. You know, when they had The Undertaker against Shawn Michaels, when they had Vince McMahon against Bret Hart, these were matches that seemed to have value. When Mickey Rourke got in the ring a few years back, et cetera, so on. These were matches that people seemed interested in and cared about. I can't see anything beyond the standard matchups on Raw and SmackDown that they could throw at us that would really be anything special. I really do not see it, folks, and that's unfortunate because if there was ever going to be one pay-per-view that I would consider purchasing, it would be WrestleMania, you know, from the two major companies. And doesn't look like I'll be buying it this year, unless they pull a rabbit out of their hat. I just don't see it. If anybody could think of a good matchup, you're a better matchmaker than yours truly, because the bookers have a big job on their hands, because everything's so stale. Can't run Cena and Orton. It's been done 200 times, so I don't know what there is that's really going to make this mean something beyond the name of WrestleMania itself. And folks, check out Legends Radio at legendsradio.net. Just last week, we had on Chavo Guerrero Sr. as well as NWA champion Adam Pearce and musical great Cody Mundi from Kid Creole and the Coconuts. Interesting show last week. And this week, we have wrestling great Ken Mantell as well as some great indie music again. So Legends Radio, not just wrestling, not just legends, indie music, and a whole lot more. So legendsradio.net. And you could click on the shop tab, and there's an entire store with some rare wrestling merchandise, including a photo signed by all three Valiant Brothers and Captain Lou. Very rare, folks. So check out the shop at WrestlingBenandNow.com and LegendsRadio.net. Excuse me, at Evan Ginsburg, EvanGinzburg.com and LegendsRadio.net. And also you can check out WrestlingBenandNow.com. We're going to be revamping that shortly and adding the store as well. And listen to Legends Radio each and every Wednesday, 7:30 to 9:30 Eastern Standard. And that should pretty much do it, folks. And if you're ever in the New York area, come out to Gizzy's Cafe Friday nights, 7 to 10 p.m., 16 West 8th Street, Gizzy's Cafe. And yours truly host a live variety show. That's right, musicians, poets, writers. We've even had Johnny Valiant down there, and we've had indie wrestler Eric Adams talking about life on the road. So you never know who's going to show up at Gizzy's Cafe in the heart of New York's legendary Greenwich Village. And that should pretty much do it, folks. If you're interested, go to legendsradio.net, sign the email list, or send me a friend request. Facebook, MySpace, LinkedIn, Twitter, whatever. Not hard to find. Yours truly, Evan, Evan Ginsburg, Ginsburg. And that should about do it. Thank you, as always, Evan Ginsburg, for the Wrestling Then and Now segment here on Who's Slamming Who. Signing off.